Praise be Jesus and Mary. Dear priests, dear friends in Christ, at the beginning of this meeting today, I would like to greet all of you from the bottom of my heart, and my desire is throughout this short time period to be with you today, to share with you the most important things, the messages that Our Lady has been inviting us throughout those 34 years. 34 years is not a short time period. And throughout these 34 years, Our Lady gave us a lot of messages, and it will be impossible and difficult to talk about the messages, all of them, at the moment. That's why I would like to emphasize the most important ones and to tell more and say something more about those messages. The Mother comes to us. She comes to her children when they are in the most need. She comes to us because she wants to lead us towards peace, because she wants to lead us towards Jesus. She is leading us to Jesus. So many times Our Lady repeated herself throughout these years, "Dear children, put God in the first place in your lives. Put God in the first place in your families. He is your peace, He is your joy and love." At the beginning of the apparitions, Our Lady says, "Dear children, I have come to you to tell you that God does exist. Decide for God. Together with Him, go into the future." As you can see, at the beginning of the apparitions, Our Lady clearly says, she clearly wanted to tell us what her desire was and where and whom she wants to take us to. Today's world that we live in truly is in a sort of junction. When I say at the junction, the crossroad, then at first I think about, and Our Lady has been inviting us to and talks about, to follow the way of the light, the world, what world is offering to us, or to choose the road, the way towards the gospel, towards God. I know that many of you have come here with your needs, with your desires, with your difficulties, with your crosses. You have come here to draw yourselves into the embrace of your Mother, to find the shelter and the security in her embrace. And the Mother knows that. The Mother knows our needs, our desires, and she prays for all of us. She, as a mother, the interceder, tells everything to her son and intercedes for all of us before her son, because she is a mother, a teacher, educator, because the Mother is the best pastoral teacher. She is the one leading the pastoral school, and she is taking care of the children in the pastoral way. All of us have come to her at the source, because Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you burdened and tired. I'll give you rest. I'll give you the strength." We have come to her, to our Mother, to console with her, to intercede for with her, and to pray with her. I don't want you to look at me as the perfect or the holy one, because I'm not so. I'm trying to be better and holier, and that is my desire. That wish, that desire is deeply imprinted into my heart. Definitely, I did not convert overnight, if I see Our Lady. I know that my conversion, as the conversion of all of us, is a big process, the program for a lifelong process that we all have to decide for, that we all have to be persistent to, and to change ourselves every day to convert, to leave and renounce sin and evil behind us and everything that is in an obstacle to us on the way to the holiness. We have to all open ourselves to the Holy Spirit, to all be open to the graces, to receive and accept the word of Christ and to live it. But throughout those 34 years, I always question myself. I question myself, Mother, why me? Mother, weren't they any better than I was? Mother, would I be able to fulfill everything that you asked me to do, the way you want me to do? Truly, there is no a day that I do not ask myself that question. On one occasion, when I was alone with her, I asked her, Mother, why did you choose me? Why me? And then she smiled at me and told me, My dear child, you know, I do not look for the best always. After that, I never asked that same question ever again. She chose me to be her instrument, the instrument in her hands and God's hands. Our Lady enrolled me into her school. In this school, I want to be a good student, and I want to do the homework and tasks that Our Lady has been inviting me to do at the best way for me and for my life and for my family. Definitely, this is one great, great gift, but definitely is one huge responsibility. I know that God granted me a lot, but I know that God is asking for me a lot. I am aware of the responsibility that I have. With that responsibility, I live every single day. But believe me, it is not easy and it's not simple to be with Our Lady every single day, to talk to her every day for 5, 10 minutes, sometimes even more, and to, after every single encounter with her, to return to the earth, to this world, and to leave this world. Sometimes it takes me few hours after the encounter with her to go back into the reality of this world. What is the most important, and what are the most important messages that Our Lady has been inviting us to throughout these 34 years? I would especially emphasize those messages: peace, conversion, return to God, prayer with the heart, penance and fasting, firm faith, love, the forgiveness, Eucharist, reading the whole sacred scriptures, monthly confession, and the message of hope. As you can see, those are the most important messages that Our Lady has been inviting us throughout all these years. I do remember very well at the beginning of the apparitions, one of the first messages was this one. Peace, 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 and only peace, dear children. Peace must reign between God and man and among men as well. Dear children, this world and mankind is in a great jeopardy, and it threatens the self-destruction to it. As you can see, out of this message, we can see also what does it mean, the word peace, how important peace is to this world, and the Mother comes to us from the King of Peace. Who knows it better than a mother, how much peace is needed to this tiresome world? Tired families, tired youth, peace. Our Lady says, "Dear children, if there is no peace in man's heart, if there is no peace inside himself, herself, in the families, then there can't be peace in the world. Therefore, I'm calling you, dear children, be open to the gift of peace. Pray for the gift of peace for your goodness." Dear children, no, do not speak about peace, but start living the peace. No, do not speak about prayer, but live the prayer. Dear children, in today's world there are too many words. Talk less and do more. On you, on your families, in your community. And on that way, you'll be able to change today's world, and there will be more peace and more joy and more love. The Mother has been inviting us to peace, to open ourselves to the gift of peace, to pray for the gift of peace. Our Lady has come to us. She has come to us as the Mother of the Church and says, "Dear children, if you'll be strong, the Church will be strong. If you'll be weak, the Church will be weak. You are my living Church. You are the lungs of my Church. Therefore, dear children, I'm inviting you, return the prayer into your families. Let each family be a living church. Let each family be a chapel in a prayer. Dear friends, is our family a chapel that we pray in? We have to return the prayer in our families. Because Our Lady says, "Dear children, there is no living church without living family. Today's family is bleeding. Today's family has been caught by the cancer, the metastasis that is spreading all around. And the Mother comes to us. She wants to lift us up. Today's world can't be healed, and society can't be healed if the family won't be healed at first. Today's families need to be healed at first, completely, and the Mother comes to us. She has come to us to tell us, to encourage us. She wants to console us. She wants to give her motherly hand to lead us, to take us to peace, to her Son. The Mother comes to us. She brings us divine cure. The cure to us and to our wounds. She wants to heal our pains. She wants to bandage our wounds with so much love and motherly warmth. In one of the messages, she said, "Dear children, today more than ever, today's mankind and world is going through its difficult crisis. But the biggest crisis is the crisis in the faith in God, because we distant ourselves from God. We distant ourselves from the prayer. Dear children, today's world follows the future without God. Dear children, today prayer disappeared in your families. The parents do not have time for their children. The children do not have time for their parents. Father for mother and mother for father. There is no more love in the families. There is no community, unity. There is so much freedom given to the youth. In these days, there is no more fidelity in the marriages. Every second, third marriage is being torn apart. There are so many abortions that give our mother tears into her eyes. And the Mother has been calling us persistently and patiently to return to God, to follow Him. The mother did not come to bring us a fear, to punish us, to criticize on us, to tell us about the end of the world. The mother didn't come to talk about the second coming of Jesus. She has come as a mother of hope. She wants to bring hope to this world, today's world that is without hope. She wants to bring hope to our families, the ones that are without hope, in a special way. Our Lady invites us to attend Holy Mass. The Holy Mass is the center of our lives. And she says in one of the messages, "Dear children, let the Holy Mass be the center of your life." Also, in one of the apparitions, when we were kneeling before her, six of us, Our Lady told us, "Dear children, when you would have to decide tomorrow whether to come to see me, to meet me, or to attend Holy Mass, no, do not come to see me. Go and attend Holy Mass." Because attending Holy Mass would mean to go and to meet Jesus that is given to us in the Holy Mass, to open ourselves to Him, to surrender ourselves to Him, to talk to Him, and to receive Him. Our Lady also has been inviting us for a monthly confession, for the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, Most Blessed Sacrament, and veneration of the Holy Cross. A special way she's been inviting the priests to establish the adorations and the prayer groups and the meetings in their parishes. She's been inviting us to pray the rosary in our families as well. Our Lady has been inviting us to establish the prayer groups. The prayer groups are so important today for this world, for the parishes. Our Lady has been inviting us to read the sacred scriptures in our families. She says, "Dear children, let the Bible be in the very visible place in your lives, in your homes. Read the sacred scriptures. Think about it. Meditate over it. Let it be the food in your life's way. Forgive one another. Love one another." In a special way, I would like to emphasize the invitation for forgiveness. Our Lady has been inviting us for so long for forgiveness, to forgive ourselves, to forgive others, and in that way to open the way to the Holy Spirit into our hearts. Because without forgiveness, we won't be healed, either physically or spiritually or emotionally. We have to forgive first. But let's so that our forgiveness will be the Holy One and complete, Our Lady has been inviting us to pray with the heart. So many times she has repeated, "Pray, dear children, pray. Be persistent in the prayer. Do not pray with your lips, with your mouth, with the mechanism out of tradition. Not to pray and look at your watch to see when to finish it. Our Lady wants to take a time for a prayer, to leave some spare time for God, so that we can meet God in that prayer. Our Lady says, "Dear children, to pray with the heart at first would mean out of love and with love, to pray with the entire being, so that our prayer can be an encounter and the rest in Him, so that with prayer with the heart we could live fulfilled with joy and peace." So many times Our Lady said, "Dear children, let the prayer be a joy. Pray with joy." You can tell now, how can you always pray with the heart? How is it possible to concentrate always on a prayer? How is it possible to renounce everything, the problems, to leave it behind us, all the difficulties that we are pressed with? Our Lady knows that we are not perfect ones, but Our Lady wants to enroll the school of prayer, so in that school of prayer we can be taught in every day and to be better, to grow through that school of prayer. Our Lady says, dear children, if you want to attend the school of prayer, so then you have to know that there are no weekends, days off, and vacations when you are in the school of prayer. Prayer has to be part of our lives, as in the families, in our communities. Dear children, if you want to pray better, then you always have to pray more. Because praying more is always a personal decision, and to pray better is the grace given to ones that pray more. Very often we can say that we don't have a time for the prayer. Very often we can say that we work too much, that we are busy with that and or this. And always when we need to pray, we don't have time. And Our Lady says, simply, if we want to understand that, dear children, no, the time is not the problem. The hours in the day are not important. The problem is love, dear children. Because, dear children, when the one loves something, then he always finds a time for that. But when the one doesn't love something, then he won't ever find a time for that. As you can see, if there is love, everything is possible. Then always there is a time for that. And therefore, Our Lady has been inviting us and awaking us from this spiritual dying and coma that this today's world is in. She wants to firm us in our faith and the prayer. I truly hope that we will respond to her call, that we will follow and accept her messages, the messages of peace, conversion, the prayer with the heart, penance and fasting, firm faith and love, forgiveness, that we will be co-creators of the better and new world, the world worthy of the God's children. I hope that throughout these days that you will put the good seed into the soil, and the seed will fall in the fertile ground, and it will bring a good fruit. So let your coming over here be a start, a new start of your spiritual. Start with that spiritual renewal with your families, with your friends. Today's time that we live in is the time of the responsibility. Let us responsibly take and accept the Christ's word, the gospel, and that is truly what Our Lady has been inviting us to. Decide for God. Let us follow Him and follow Him into the future. Let us not look for the external signs to feel, to touch something so that we can say, now I believe. Our Lady has been asking from all of us today to be the living sign, the sign of the firm faith. Dear friends, so be it. Thank you. And let the Lord bless all of you, and our Mother will be in your protection on your way. Queen of Peace, pray for us in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Queen of Peace and Reconciliation prayed for us in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I wish you a pleasant and enjoyable afternoon. Thank you very much.